Welcome to the Lions Den University Report. This program brings you a behind-the-scenes look at the spiritual life on today's university and college campuses. Now here's your host, Glenn Bailey.
Today we're in the Philadelphia area, and for this interview we're at Villanova University, just outside Philadelphia. And my guest for this broadcast, Dr. Barry Selinsky, the Associate Dean of Research and Faculty Development here. And Barry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Glenn.
And we got acquainted through a mutual friend also who's been on our program before. Bob Steyer is a mathematics professor here. And how long have you been here at Villanova?
I just finished my 27th year here.
Well, that's quite an accomplishment. And had you taught at another institution prior to coming here? Or?
I had not. I got my PhD in biochemistry in 1984, and then I spent 4 years in postdoctoral appointments before I came here. This is my first teaching job.
All right. So you stuck to it, and you must enjoy it somewhat to have stayed.
The great thing about working on college campuses is you get to stay young because the students are the same age, and even though I grew up a little bit, I get to experience all the same things that they experience from year to year, and it just keeps me young and keeps me
right.
Keeps me grounded. It's great.
High energy level. I enjoy being around students as well. And you got your PhD, where did you go to college for that?
I got my PhD at the State University of New York at Buffalo. So mm-hmm. I spent 4 years up in Buffalo dealing with the snow before I moved south. And then I spent 4 years in North Carolina and recognized how nasty Buffalo was to live in.
Right. Okay. Yes, sir. And you've been here at Villanova, and this school has a relationship with the Catholic Church, but you're not a Roman Catholic, is that right?
I'm not Roman Catholic. I grew up Roman Catholic. I accepted Christ about a week after I arrived at college, but I grew up Catholic and took the sacraments there and have a good grounding in Catholic theology from growing up that way.
Okay, but they do, obviously, have met some others that are non-Catholics on the faculty and staff here.
Yeah, we have a great mix of people here. We have some Catholics who are really devoted Christians, which is really cool. I really like working with them. And then we have a number of non-Catholic Christians that I interact with on a regular basis.
Great, great. And so you said you became a Christian in college. How did that come about?
Well, it's kind of interesting. I went to Lebanon Valley College, which is a small college in central Pennsylvania. And I got there and I got put into the athletic dormitory, and I was surrounded by a bunch of people who really enjoyed partying, and I really wasn't the party type. And I was there for 3 or 4 days, and in orientation events, I had a number of, well, several Christians who had talked to me and witnessed to me a little bit. And one night, I was just frustrated and lonely and angry, and so I went to God and said, "Look, God, you see me here. I'm not in a very good state right now. A couple of people have told me that if I have a personal relationship with you, it's the right thing to do, and that you would bless my life. So here I am. I'm not doing very well. Do something about it."
Oh, okay.
And I wouldn't recommend people to challenge God like that. But the next day, my roommates came in and said, "You know, we know you're not very happy here, and there's a person over in the next dormitory who would like to move here. Would you like to switch rooms with him?" So I thought that would be a good idea, and then I moved over to the other dorm, and I happened to be moved into a room with a very dedicated Christian, my good friend Mike Garnier, who I've remained friends with to this day,
right,
who continued to witness to me and to tell me about Christ and to bring me into Christian fellowship there.
Excellent, excellent.
So, again, I don't really recommend that people challenge God in that way, but God actually accepted the challenge in that case and brought me into a situation where he could show me about Christianity and about having a relationship with him.
Amen. Okay. And, you know, we really believe that promise in the Bible that says God works all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And he's even working before we come to faith in all the details of our life. None catches him by surprise. And he has a perfect plan if we'll just submit our way to him.
That's exactly right. God had the plan for me, and I just had to ask effectively.
And so you're here at the university, and what are your responsibilities here?
Well, I teach. I teach in the chemistry department. I'm a biochemist by training, so I teach our biochemistry majors. I teach some analytical chemistry, which is a subdiscipline in chemistry. As an administrator, my administrative tasks are research and faculty development, and so I support research activities here in our college in a number of different ways. I help people write proposals for external funding. I help to provide resources to support their research. I deal with day-to-day issues associated with that. And then I'm also involved in faculty development issues, which is faculty evaluation, rank and tenure, those types of activities.
Right. Okay. And you also mentioned before we turned on the microphone something about the how you really appreciate the opportunity for research mentoring. What is that about, and why do you enjoy doing that?
Well, as I was telling you before we got started, one of the wonderful things about working at Villanova is that we're a primarily undergraduate institution that does a lot of research, and we really try to promote research activities with our undergraduate students. Because of that, I've had the opportunity to mentor 53, I think now, undergraduate students in the research lab. By mentoring them here at Villanova, what that means is that faculty, myself, gets to go into the laboratory and teach the students the different laboratory techniques that they need to use. I teach them how to use the instrumentation. I show them where the beakers are hiding, those types of things. But while I do these things, I also get the opportunity to learn about the students and really develop a personal relationship with them. And so I get to learn about the concerns that they have. I get to experience their joys. I get to learn quite a bit about them. And at the same time, they get to learn quite a bit about me. So I share my life with them as best I can. I tell them the things that concern me. And I also tell them the things that bring me joy, such as my relationship with Christ, my life in the church, things like that. So they know. In that way, I get to tell them in a very informal setting about my faith and what it's like to be a Christian. I've mentored a number of different students here. Some of them have been Christians coming in, so we get to talk about our Christian faith. And one of them, in fact, recommended that I visit the Christian Fellowship here on campus. And so I went to visited the Student Fellowship for a couple of years because of that particular student.
Right.
I got to work with a couple of Muslim students, which was a really interesting situation.
Mm-hmm.
I got to learn a little bit about the Muslim faith in doing that. But also, they got to learn a little bit more about the Christian faith, which I think was really beneficial to them. And so that's, to me, is one of the things that I really love about working here. One of the things that I think is a good witness to my faith and a good witness to those students.
Right. Okay. And at that level, it's, very natural and normal to talk about the personal issues of your life, and because Christ is central to who you see yourself being, that opens up that opportunity.
Yeah, exactly right. I had one student, if you don't mind me spending a second to go through a story.
Sure, go right ahead.
One student, I'm going to call her Jane, just in case that she might listen to this program, but Jane was an African-American student that was here at Villanova, and she got through kind of by the skin of her teeth. She wasn't a particularly strong student in the classroom, but she worked with me on a research project in her last semester and did very well on it. And again, I got to know Jane very well, and one of the things that we did was we went down to visit a collaborator of mine down in Drexel University, down in the city of Philadelphia. We went to Reading Terminal Market, which is a big area of shops, and we had lunch there. And I was asking her about her family and did she have brothers and sisters, and did they go to college? And she really wasn't talking about it that much. But then after she graduated, she got a job, and she was very successful in that. And she wrote me, she sent me this email that I've been saving to this date, and I really appreciated it. And
right.
She said, "Dr. Selinsky, I just want to thank you for the letter of recommendation for that job that she got. I also wanted to thank you for allowing me to work in your lab. You have given me a wonderful opportunity to further my career, and for that I'm grateful. I'm not used to people being nice where I am from. Villanova has given me the chance to get away from the negative environment I'm used to. You asked me when we were in Philadelphia, when we were out to lunch, if any of my siblings went to college prior to me, and I said no. The reason for this was that my oldest brother and sister died 6 months apart from each other. My sister, who was 19, was murdered, and my brother committed suicide 6 months later. Mm. I have two sisters left, but they have let these tragedies overcome them. I chose a different path, and I'm happy I did. I've never told anybody at school about this because I didn't want people to think that I was asking for sympathy. So you can see that my graduating is a big accomplishment, not only because I'm the first in my family, but because I've overdone great tragedy to reach my goal. Your kindness is greatly appreciated, and I'm glad I got to know a person like you." And I save that just because it just reminds me how important it was for me to reach out to this person and to share myself with them a little bit. I'm sure she had lots of friends, but I'm not sure she really had mentors from reading that email. And I think the opportunity to mentor somebody like that was really important for me, and apparently really important for her as well.
Right. So being a professor is a position of respect and influence in the lives of many students, and you sow the seeds, and it's important that those who are Christians will live that consistent Christian life in front of them. And so you've been here for a number of years, and you also mentioned your church. I thought it was interesting that you have a particular talent that you utilize in your ministry in church. What do you do in your church services?
Yeah, I go to Hope Community Church in King of Prussia, and I play bass on our worship team.
Okay, play bass on the worship team.
We do contemporary worship, so we do a lot of modern things, Chris Tomlin things, for example, Paul Baloche. And it's a lot of fun. It's great doing something entirely different from what I do at work. And it's just, for me, it's just a wonderful way to worship God. It's just an extension. It just allows you to kind of take your worship to a higher level. At least it does for me.
Great, great. Now, how did you get into playing the bass?
Ooh, that's a good story in itself. I grew up playing French horn, and I would rarely play on our worship team in French horn, say at Christmas time when French horns were important, but most of the time French horn wasn't that needed. But we had a couple of bass players. One of them had developed some health issues. Another one left our church. They moved away to someplace else, and we were just without a bass player. And so I just took it up. I had a friend who had an old bass that he lent me and took some lessons and got better at it and kind of fell into place.
Great, great. Well, that's encouraging, and people, you know, have their stereotype view of what professors are like, and I think one of the things is, you know, they're not they're different than the average person and don't have, you know, a normal life, and here you play the bass in your church. That's great. And but also as a scientist, I think some people think that it's difficult to be in science and be a person of faith. How do you reconcile those two aspects of your life?
I do know that scientists have a bad rap about being involved in faith, but for me, the important thing about faith is that it's a personal relationship with Christ, and it kind of transcends everything else that you do. The fact that I do science and look for truth in great detail, it doesn't mean that faith is outside of that. I'm having a hard time expressing myself with this, but I don't see
it. It doesn't make you a worse scientist, the fact that you have faith.
Oh, gosh, no. There's really no conflict between faith and science. One of the nice things about Villanova is we actually give out an award for that. Every year we give out an award called the Mendel Medal, which is given to a scientist who sees no conflict between faith and their science. With me, science kind of exposes the joys and the wonders of creation. Every time I see the way that cells are assembled, or the way that one protein interacts with another protein, or I hate to say a cute trick, but that's the way that I'm thinking about it, some little trick that the cell plays in order to accomplish some goal, I think, gosh, that's a really cool way of doing that. I could never have figured that out. Somebody must have come in and did a lot of thinking to get these things worked out. So you kind of uncover God's genius, in a sense, by going through and learning a little bit more about science from day to day. At least I do.
Amen. Well, we thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Lion's Den University Report. We're here at Villanova University outside Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with Barry Selinsky, the Associate Dean of Research and Faculty Development. And Barry, it's been a joy to talk with you today, and trust the Lord will continue to bless you as you serve him here.
Great. Thanks, Glenn.
You have been listening to the Lion's Den University Reports. If you would like more information about the Christian life or would like to contact the Lion's Den or one of the guests, please write us at the Lion's Den, Post Office Box 226, Mifflinburg, Pennsylvania, 17844. Or email ltcldur@yahoo.com.